Welcome to Wonders of Wyoming. This wonder was the starting point for a famous stage route and a destination point for U.S. presidents. We'll have more after this.
There's no way you can shield your kids from finding out that alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs exist. Hello, I'm Carol Mead, Wyoming's First Lady. Kids don't come with a handbook, and talking to them about substance abuse can seem daunting, but parents remain the number one influence in their children's lives. If you're having trouble getting a conversation started, visit talkearlyandoften.org. Brought to you by the Prevention Management Organization of Wyoming and the Wyoming Department of Health.
This is a Wyoming wonder that once was. In its day, back before Wyoming statehood, this Cheyenne Hotel was a well-known social center. It was built in 1875 and would serve the local community as a welcome gathering spot and travelers as a stopping point on their journey west. It also became the starting place of the fabled Cheyenne Deadwood stage line. President Ulysses S. Grant spent the night here the year the hotel was built. Later, just 13 years after Wyoming became a state, in 1903, U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt spent 3 days at the Interocean Hotel. The name itself was a simple one, referring to its location between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The Interocean was the first hotel in America to have electric lights, and that alone attracted visitors from all over the world for 41 years, until it was gutted by a fire on a sub-zero night in 1916. The Interocean Hotel, a wonder of Wyoming that once was. I'm Dave Walsh, proud to live in Wyoming and proud to tell her fascinating story.